The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Pod. I don't care.
This is the... Well, this one's starting off fucking good. Thank you for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey.
It's the fact that y'all are laughing at me.
Kate, introduce the show.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. It's the Josh Terry podcast. We obviously have some very jolly...
Of all the fucking words you're going to call me, you call me fucking jolly.
Don't laugh at Lee.
Don't call me names.
Our one and only Lee Tucker has decided to take random, what was it, Tinder matches, Bumble matches, whatever matches, and turn them into Disney characters.
Thank you to the sponsors of the show. This is what the fuck you're paying for.
I mean that literally. This is, on an app.
Oh shit, I can't fucking breathe.
Well, Lee, tell it. Grown ass men around this table. Tell them why
you laughing.
The fact that we've played two games of Uno and we're
two games of Uno like they're in a fucking mafia.
We're twelve year olds in laughing corner. In church right now is what we're basically doing. Okay, you can do it, Lee.
Compose yourself, Tucker.
I'm gonna die.
Okay. Now, what do you think is so funny? That's what we're starting the show with. Tell them. Oh. Okay.
All right.
Go. Be serial.
I'm trying so hard. So all my friends on Facebook and Instagram have turned themselves into Disney characters. So I thought it would be funny to go through all the little people that like me on the dating apps and screenshot them and turn them into Disney characters. And I swear to God, but it's only the ones that already look like Disney characters. So whenever you turn them into Disney characters, they look legit like they're already in a fucking cartoon.
You know bitch out here has done that. Some bitch out here has done that to you. You look just like Shrek.
I always thought I looked like Bobby Hill a little bit.
You do look like a girl.
Can you take a screenshot of Bobby Hill and then put him through the app and see what would happen to him?
Can you do that? He's gonna find
out. Let's take a Fox character and turn him into a Disney character.
Oh, yeah. See what Bobby Hill would look like. If you can't tell, this is our second day at the beach. I think it's the third.
I think I just got in a cardio workout.
It's our third day. We're in Destin now. This is the second show we've done at the beach. We got to do three more after this one. Kylie's supposed to be here in the next little bit, but that bitch broke her ankle. So she'll get here when she gets here.
Would you call it broke?
No, she rolled it.
Yeah, she ain't broke.
It's irritated. It's highly irritated.
Well, she irritates the fuck
that's
out
the,
of me.
That's the best time. Excuse to get out of driving I've ever used.
She wouldn't drive ever heard.
Well, that was what she said. She said, I can't drive.
I promise 100% Kylie wouldn't drive.
I can't drive, but I can go on a jet ski.
They said
good
that
point.
We can't. She said that they're not taking a jet ski. They're scared. They said it's more safe for all of us to go together. We're going to Crab Island tomorrow. I probably should have said that.
What time are we
now? I don't know. Dustin's going to go play golf in the morning. That's what I was supposed to do this whole time, but I almost died today.
I'm legit getting up, bro. So.
No, I want to go. I'm not going to drink too much tonight.
Yeah.
Right. I'll quit real soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to.
It's only 11, so.
Is it really only 11?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I hope my computer's wrong. It says 12.
Yeah, you gotta.
You're gonna drink early, and Biden's gonna get impeached.
We're gonna what?
said you're going to quit drinking early and Biden's going to get impeached.
I will quit drinking early.
Does that mean he's going to get impeached?
He don't know what he's
doing.
I
really
hope so. He don't even know he's fucking president. Lee got to, I mean, not Lee, Dustin got to meet some guy last night that was just about as cool as Biden.
Oh, you talking about Top Flight Security, Craig?
Top Flight Security. Tell him what happened, Dick.
Yes, please.
So I was just taking some of your friends from Georgia back home, back to their condo, right? And the guy was pretty adamant that you had to have a pass to get in the gate. And I was just like, look, man, I'm not going to make them walk all the way up there. I'm going to go up there, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to come back. Well, I'll go up there, turn around, come back. And I was like, he's not looking. There's no sense in us driving our way back. We can just park here and go hang out or something. Next thing I know, I can hear those black LA gear just coming down there. And then next thing I know, I mean, this dude is at my truck. He is yelling top of his lungs. And we'll just, you want to hear a clip of it?
Yeah, I want you to. That's what I was hoping you would.
Right, here we go.
You don't have a right to tell me that.
Turn that off or I'm going to have you arrested.
And nobody's going to
You don't have my permission.
Everybody's calming down.
Do not touch this vehicle.
He starts running around the truck.
Well, the other one.
Oh, man. That was
what
Lee
was
Tucker.
That
was Lee Tucker.
He made Bobby Hill into it. Hold on, let me see.
It does
kind of
look like.
Let me see. If you put just a little bit, it's Tucker.
I don't know.
Or me, shit. Oh, no, you have hair, I don't. Last night was fun, though. We went to,
yeah, Clay. Crazy right now.
I'm not awful. I'm going to have you arrested, man.
Everybody calm down. Listen to me. All right, so last time I was...
Delete that video now. I'm going to have you arrested. Stop. You do not have my permission to...
yeah, that was good.
Well, by the way, just so I can say thank you, you also, saved me last night because I didn't know where I was at. And somehow I got there on my own. We'd all went to Tootsie's, right?
Yes.
Didn't we start off at Tootsie's?
Yes.
We
started at Coyote Ugly.
That's right.
Then we took an Uber economy size with 8 people, stuffed us in the back.
Oh, I never tipped that guy.
Oh, you're so man.
Oh, I did not tip him.
You still can.
Eh. I'm fucking tipping him now. But I didn't tip him yesterday. Who all was with us?
Everybody, it was just us, right? Dustin was in the back of that
It's
thing.
Just that we were in a one of those cubes or whatever, the Kia cubes. The
Patriot,
basically.
Right.
We were
that's right. Patriot, I think.
Yep, that's right.
And then you had to sit in the back, I sit in front. Oh. Well, I thought there was also one that you had to lay down in our laps. Yeah. No, that was with Dice.
That was
not before we went to go see Dominique.
Yep, that's
right.
Car.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I got fucked up at Tootsie's very, very badly. By the way, Dustin got together and sang some fucking songs. Everybody loves Shot in the Dark, which if you haven't listened to it yet, go fucking listen to it. Download it. It's very good. Everybody seems to like that one. And do the Shot in the Dark challenge that we're inventing. Was that somebody knock on door?
That was
ice.
There's an ice maker.
Oh, never mind.
I made a lot of inappropriate comments towards the singer. Lee recorded it and thought it was funny, and I did too at the time.
And then you got in trouble.
I bitched at this morning. What?
I forgot.
I told the singer I'd eat her ass. Don't. It's this bad.
Who did
she? Just people. Because apparently I'm sexist. I'm not supposed to say that no more, that I'd eat a woman's ass if I think she's attractive.
Their minds would explode if they knew you used to run the bearded bastard.
I forgot. Yeah. I found something this morning.
No, don't. Glee, you haven't showed me yet. You don't.
Now
you
ain't
don't,
the time and place.
Now, you ain't found a goddamn thing right now.
This is wonderful.
And we're back. Y'all don't know this, but we just took a really fucking long break. And I'm just going to go ahead and apologize for what's left of this show. Kate was with us, and now Kate's seepy. She came out here in a cool ass hat, and then it was time to go to bed. I'm gonna get in a whole lot of trouble. Did y'all see the hat?
Yes.
She doesn't like when we talk about her hat. I don't know what that is. It looks like a fucking inside out whoopee cushion. It does. But she is kind, she is special, she is important.
God damn
it. It ain't making it. It ain't making it. Just stop.
You're already fired.
No. Joke of the show, because if I cut that, because Kate will give me permission. I'll tell you how me and her almost committed a hate crime earlier. So we have been recording. It's 1:19. We started this like at 10 o'clock.
I have no idea.
No, it's 10 or 11. So that's like 3-4 hours, right?
Yeah.
You know how much audio we have that is available to post? We just hit 10 minutes. We couldn't post. There's nothing else that we have talked about before now. I thought I just heard that door open. And I was like, I'm super fucked. Anyway. But I wanna say this. I'm grateful for you guys coming and doing this. Like, this was supposed to be what Vegas was. Not Vegas, fucking.
I was just there.
We're already like in the hangover. Fucking. Can I be Ethan? Or is
I can you yes. be? Yeah.
No, I was gonna say Ethan's your play, but
I'm sure Alan. There's no way in any scenario that any of us are Alan that you're not Alan.
I'd rather be Alan.
Thank God, thanks. Yes. I've always pictured myself.
A At what age that. Do you tell a highway it was adopted?
It's about like you trying to drive down the road and explain to me the memes he's getting right now.
He did the shit in Alabama.
He was trying to tell me, and we're going across this bridge.
Let me finish. You go ahead. I'll finish the nice comment after that. No, go back on the bridge. It's way better than what the fuck else is saying.
Well, sometimes he's trying to explain a meme to you, like he's reading it out loud to you. Then he's just like, and you're sitting there like, I want to laugh, but I can't see it. You know what I mean? I'm not getting the.
I read it. It has context clues.
That's not the way it works.
We're driving.
I showed it to you. It ain't my fault.
You didn't show it to me. You didn't show it to me.
Whilst he was driving.
Yes.
He's just showing me shit while I'm driving, like I'm not trying not to like rear end the fucking Ford Explorer in front of me in the first place, because I'm drinking and driving when I shouldn't be. And he's like, no, look at this. This is
allegedly. Allegedly.
Alleged.
Allegedly.
Everything we say or do on this show is for entertainment purposes only. This is a disclaimer. If you listen to this, you have to be, you have to pick if it's true or false.
Hope that attorney doesn't think
so. I hope I have a really good one day. Shout out to Brian Elkins. Thank you, Brian Elkins. You don't even know it yet, but you're going to probably be like my best friend real soon. But no, what I was saying before we talked about how shitty it is to ride anywhere with Lee Tucker, I just like Tyler. You got to go to Texas with me, Lee. You got to be part of it when we came to Nashville the next day. Dustin's done a show. Like, I believe in cross branding. I believe in everybody helping each other as a big enough piece of the pie for everybody. Tonight didn't go as planned, but we're all helping each other. And like, I just appreciate y'all being there. Yeah. I'm the smallest fish. Like, I ain't got no talent. I just like to talk shit.
He is not.
Y'all
he is
talented ones.
He has not seen our TikTok following at all, then, has he, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm the small fish. Yeah, right.
All you got to do is say, I like big girls, and they'll blow up. No, seriously, that's like, but I do like big girls. But I also just like all women. I like the ones of color, the ones of other, like everything. Big, little. If you got big titties, little titties, I'm a titty connoisseur.
Harry Potter fans, Lord of Ring fans.
Exactly.
I didn't realize how many TikTok influencers were really into the Lee Tucker witchcraft.
The Lee Tucker witchcraft.
Yeah. He knows all about it.
Tucker has the weirdest amount of information that nobody else should ever fucking know.
I just like nerdy shit.
No, it's not even nerdy. You and Cobbly both have like the knowledge that you have is just where you can't find it anywhere else. It's shit you shouldn't find anywhere fucking else.
That's probably true.
Oh, fuck.
The thing is, I don't even know where I found half the shit that I know.
Netflix.
Probably Netflix, Amazon, and Google for sure.
I don't know what fuck we're finna talk. We're finna get in trouble. Yes. We're at 14 minutes, and I feel like we've been doing this for 8 hours.
Yes.
It'll be all right. We're supposed to talk about Crab Island tomorrow, but fuck that. Let's talk about something good. Like, pick a good subject, Tucker. Pick something we have not done. It ain't got to do with music, comedy. Well,
Well, the thing that I've been...
Oh, there it goes.
No, that's fine. That's
fine. Show us took care of.
To talk about. You got it.
You're good.
Right, motherfucker.
No, listen. The thing that I've been...
See you in 47 minutes.
Cheers.
I'll be right back.
Go take a piss.
Shit, I can take a shit. Would you tell the story twice?
Do it.
Shut up.
In the shower.
Listen, no, the thing that I've been thinking about is the last time that we were all together for a podcast, Herring wasn't here.
Yeah.
But it was right after Justin Deuce's big birthday bash.
Oh, okay.
And he was so concerned because he tried to fight that little gay fella.
Oh, yeah, we're fucking not going to be posted.
Tyler's like, let me show you how you break your own rule.
No, dude, because I got, man.
Go ahead.
It's the fellow with the purple fingernail polish.
We've already told the story several times.
It's just as funny.
It was
14th. Yes, you're right. It was not purple. It was plum.
Duke should have came with a warning sign. He gets rowdy every now and then.
Well, you know. I got some videos I'll show you later.
I love it.
But, man, the night we were out that night, Harrigan wasn't there. And I was like, out of all the guys that have been in this patchwork of Nashville since we got here, because do you remember when you and I first started talking about coming to town? And then we start meeting people, and it's like, oh, man, you got to meet this guy. He's super talented. He's a killer songwriter. And it was me and Josh, we were on that Texas trip. And we were not supposed to go to Nashville originally.
I promise you, I'm keeping up.
I'm not.
But you remember I called Justin Dukes on that random ass day, and he's like, dude, you know, I'm turning. Shit, he's younger than I am. I'm turning 21 on Saturday.
He'll be 40 by the end of this story.
Shut up.
Y'all kicked the fuck up real quick.
But Justin Dukes goes, yeah, I'm turning 25 on this Saturday. Y'all should come into town. Because we were not supposed to go through Nashville. And I'm like, dude, I'll talk to Josh. We can probably make it work. And I'm like, Josh, Justin Dukes is turning 25 on Saturday. And he goes, oh fuck, dude. Josh Terry goes, oh fuck, Graceland, we're going to Nashville. And I'm like, well, okay.
Oh shit,
it's only 300 miles out of the way.
That was one of the best fucking parties.
Oh my god, I had so much fun that night.
Oh yeah, there's a lot that happened that
night. Do y'all remember Justin Nukes? Do y'all remember JC going, you almost looked me in the eye?
I've got
pictures on my phone of Justin Nukes going,
that bitch like a hammerhead shark. I absolutely love Justin Dukes. Y'all got to remember, y'all get to see Dukes drunk. I don't ever get to drink. I've been drunk with Dukes one time. I don't ever see him drinking. Never. He'll call me.
Because he doesn't drink during his shows.
Yeah, see, I don't like musicians like that. I like the ones that get fucked up. No, but I love Dixie.
Well, the drunkest I've ever seen Dixie besides that night was that night we were in Trey Landon's house and Bryce Carlisle brought that goddamn crown apple outside and we were sitting there passing around.
Take a breath, calm down.
Dukes don't drink that much.
Listen.
Dukes don't drink that much.
The bitch has got a wake at me.
I am drinking.
Hey, listen.
Dukes, by the end of it, Dukes literally stood up on one foot and just... Instead of his other foot hitting the ground, his fucking face hit the ground. He literally took one step and face planted off that goddamn tailgate because he is not used to drinking like that. That's why every time we had to put him in the truck.
Oh, shit.
Elena Miles was there because she slapped Tyler in the face that night.
Did she?
Yes. I was drunk and I was like, fuck that bitch. Hit my friend in the face. They're like, it's okay. Yes. What's funny is I love Elena though.
We've only recorded 19 minutes.
I don't remember her doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
And then we put her in the front seat and y'all went to I don't know if y'all took her home or went back to Casey's house. All I knew is I was sitting back there with a fucking kick drum in the back seat. Squish. My little fat ass is squished with a goddamn drum set in the backseat of this fucking little Tacoma.
Going, man, I'd love to tap that.
Yeah. Can we go through McDonald's? That's all I'm sure. I'm sure. Either I want a McDonald's, Taco Bell, or Waffle House. I know I wanted something to eat.
Usually I just will take the pussy. But yeah. You're like, no, we need snacks.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I
snacks
can't
and snacks, my two favorites.
Oh, shit. I can't breathe. Oh, I just want to go ahead and apologize to all exclusive podcasts that paid for some of this advertisement for this week. Thank you very much, Mr. Rudderman.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by
not a Plan B
or cocaine.
First off,
both.
One or the other.
Now accepted. Yeah. Josh Jerry Podcast. Oh.
We don't take American Express, but goddamn it, give me a key. First off, y'all all know by looking at my Instagram, I don't do cocaine. we do fucking cheeseburgers around this bitch.
Yes. I will snort some fucking sweet and sour sauce.
We'd like to thank the new sponsor coming on board, McDonald's.
I thought they were already sponsored on this show.
We're doing it. Right. What is their logo? I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is? I'm loving it.
I believe it's Mick loving it.
Mick loving it. Oh, God damn it. All right, here we go. Tyler just saved the show.
It's actually unloving.
The last time we were in where Dustin lives, we went to Toilet Music Festival. We had this old girl that went with us that was just the DD. All she was supposed to be the entire 2 or 3 days that we're there is the DD. I gave her a ticket, all this stuff. She worked at McDonald's. First of all, we're not knocking anybody working at McDonald's. A job's a job. Bust your ass. Make your money.
Yeah. I especially appreciate y'all.
I bet you do. I do too, most of the time, anyway. But this girl got mad. Like, there wasn't anything to eat when the music festival closed. So we had to go to McDonald's. Bitch was mad, not because that we were eating McDonald's. It was because of the service that we were receiving at McDonald's. She would get mad at the way these motherfuckers cook food. What did she say about the eggs? Do you remember? They're not cooked to serve. Yeah. It's supposed to be cooked to serve. Anyway, so we get fucked up. She aggravates us, everything. The whole fucking time we're there, every word that we said to her, we put Mick on it. So, like, she says something to us.
Then we were in the pool.
Yeah, it started in the pool. And I was fucked up. She said something, y'all want a beer? Mick, yeah. She got so fucking mad at us.
And then we went to Jeff Golden's saloon.
That's a whole podcast by himself.
I'm so sad.
That's where Dustin's from. Oh, you missed the best.
I had no idea who y'all were talking about.
He's
still.
He's even from Delman.
I don't even know how you don't know who that local legend is.
Can we explain that to him real quick, please?
Because I left.
You tell the story, but go ahead.
No, by all means, carry on.
No, you got it.
No.
No, you have it.
No, you got it,
Ray. Tell Man. Let's go right the fuck ahead.
Keep all doing right. it. We got 2 more minutes of that, and we're at an even number.
Yeah, yeah. All
right. So.
Oh, you really are going to take it.
He's going to take it.
Buckle up.
Right, trust me. We don't know another way to listen to your story. We're going to be here a while.
I love you. So, the last night we were there, apparently, like, haven't you... Lee Tucker, haven't you told me stories like several years in a row where they had like bad weather and they could not finish out the last weekend shows?
So that's how we ended up fucked up with our
Alabama.
Buddy Jeff Cook from the band Alabama.
Yeah. So this same shit happened. The last night we showed up and we're like, this is not good. And so Josh goes, no, I know where we need to go. There's this place called
It was Butt Wild Saloon.
This guy, and I'm like, some hole in the wall, you know? And he's like, no, trust me. The guy that puts on a show there is well worth seeing. I was like, okay, cool. So we show up at this place called Buck Wild Saloon. It's a hole in the wall. And I'm like, okay, as long as they sell beer, I don't care. So we walk in, we all get a beer. And this guy, like, imagine the end of this island here, and this guy comes out and does this number. Like, the shirt comes off, like, what's the, like, the glittery shirt, you know, like, from back in the 80s or whatever.
Blouse.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no, you asked me, what is that? It's a blouse.
But, like, he's just, like, he just, and he starts playing these old country music numbers. And Josh goes, oh, no, you don't understand. He does these shows, and he impersonates Ray Charles. And
Ray Charles, I would say this. If you ever see this motherfucker doing Ray Charles, it's the most racist, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. We do not have racism around here.
So to finish up the story, yeah. Like every 30 minutes, they finish a set. And
listening to Tom Brett's show.
And he goes into like, I'll be backstage. I'll catch y'all in a minute. And he walks backstage, and he comes back in a whole
costume change.
Like, costume change, all that kind of shit. And so, like, we catch him on a break before he goes backstage to change his costume. And Josh is like, hey, man. And he catches him.
Said it like, just like that.
He's like, hey, man, I appreciate y'all coming out to support my music. And Josh goes, well, hey, man, I got my buddy here from Nashville. His name's Tyler Branch. And he plays, he writes, you know. And this guy's like, oh, cool, man. And Josh goes, so we were thinking, like, maybe sometime he should come down and play at your bar here, you know, since you do so much. But, and the guy looks at us like, we just...
It was foreign fucking language that anybody else could play his bar.
Like, and he goes, huh? Josh goes, yeah, my buddy here is in Nashville. Like, he's trying to reiterate to this guy. He's like, yeah, he's in Nashville. He writes songs, and he was, you know, we were thinking maybe he should come down here and play at your bar sometime. This guy goes, well, guys, I've got to get back on for the next set. Cheers to y'all. Y'all are great guys. I appreciate y'all. And he turns and walks away in full, like, costume for the next set. And I was like, well, that went great.
Full regalia.
Yeah.
I can't go into the mic. Goddamn vape pens. I finished. We're waiting on the second chapter. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm going to leave that to you.
Chapter
you
2.
All right, let me tell you. Hey, tell a story.
Yeah.
The motherfucker came out on stage with someone holding his arm, leading him into a piano with blackface on. He then sits down at the piano, and he looks like he's fucking looking at stars. He's smiling. Like, this is all he's doing. It's the most fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Then he did Bruno Mars next.
And then an outstanding.
What? Man, Hank Jr., he does Hank Jr.
What's bad is the fucker's really good. He's well, not his original. His original shit.
No.
You can find him on YouTube still, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look up Jeff Golden YouTube video. It's so fucked up. It's amazing. Hey, do you remember? This is how fucked up. I have a very wicked sense of humor. I like to fuck with people if you can't tell.
No.
By the way, just to laugh half of your story, it took 3 minutes and 45 seconds to tell.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. We didn't need to take some time. He gave us an album. Like, he gave us a CD. So, the next day on the way back while I'm driving home, everybody's so fucking hungover, I put his CD in. Made everybody listen to it the whole way. It was the worst 3 hours of my life. But everybody else was fucking more miserable than me. So I thought it was funny. And the whole time, I'm like, yeah, this is good. And everybody in the trucks is like, what, it's like six people with us? The truck's packed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's packed out. There's six people. And everybody's just fucking, what are you doing, Tucker?
I got something in my little thing that turns my phone ringer off. And I've been trying to fix it this whole damn time. I think there's some goddamn sand in there from that beach. I told y'all I didn't want to go to
the
beach.
I thought you were trying to.
First, Tyler, you wasn't here yet. First goddamn thing. We had just got here.
Yeah, you know, you go to the beach to relax. We go in, get our first fucking drink, and walk My fat ass walking in.
Wait, well, you're gonna skip the most important part. We can't check in. Lee specifically asked for it. He's like, "You from around here? We just need a place like Key West. Everything he wants to be Key West. I can't make everything Key West.
Because there was nothing to fucking
just stop. There's
goddamn 6-year-olds.
We ain't even been to the pool yet at this story.
I didn't know there was that many fucking single moms there to yell at kids on the beach.
Stop.
We hadn't even got to
the
beach yet.
As soon as I was on the beach.
That's not what we're talking about.
I know. I'm just saying.
We get into town. We can't check in. We're going to go to Pineapple Willie's. We go into Pineapple Willie's. Where there's air conditioner and everybody's happy.
Uh-huh.
And what we're betting on is when we sit down, because it says seat yourself, that somebody's going to come take our drink orders. That is also wrong.
They won't even fucking seat you. Why are they going to come wait on you?
Then we go stand in line and order drinks. But guess what? You can't get food there.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And from there on out, Lee's like, "Why'd you even bring me here?" He was just looking at me. He's like, I don't even know why I come. This is why I just go to Key West. This is why you can." And I'm just like, "We just got here,
bro." What did he say when we walked down?
No. That's what. Y'all are going to really.
I'm drunk.
Yeah.
No.
So then. We sit down for 2 seconds. We do get some really cool drinks. They're strawberry lemonades with, tell me about the topper, what's it called?
They got the little, the floater on top.
Floater.
Dark rum on top of the frozen drinks there. Yeah.
And at $16 a piece with your cup, from there on out, it's just 10 bucks, right?
Yep.
So we're doing pretty good on that. Josh is drinking Michelob.
Yeah, I haven't drank liquor at this point yet.
And it took...
I have now.
Half a beer, and he goes, "I gotta talk to some chicks, find some chicks." Oh, yeah. Chicks.
Did you break your phone case there, Philip?
Nah, she's good.
Oh. The table's not. I don't own this guy. If you could not like, break it, I'd appreciate it. We walked down to the beach. Go ahead. Sorry.
I thought he saw a big thing of flour and just couldn't wait to nosedive into it. I thought that's what the story was.
Calm down, Scarface. Tony Montana. By the way, the disclaimer for this show is that everything we say and do is for entertainment purposes only.
Say hello to my little friend.
There is no drugs in this house. Thank you for sponsoring the show, corporate people. So we get out to the beach.
Nope. Still ain't got it. Y'all later. Keep no, buddy. Y'all keep going.
Your story's just as long as got in tall.
That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, you better jump on while you can, Lee. You better get me while you can, son. Anyway.
You want
to talk to some girls, whatever. You know, oh, yeah, boom, they're down the thing. It's not even that far. Look, they took a picture. It ain't but right here. And the wind is blowing. It's cool. It's not even that bad. We And we're like, all right, let's go. And Lee says, I mean, God, we just got here. It's air conditioning. It's blah, blah, blah.
I got a drink. I'm sitting down. I'm ready to fucking drink, sit down, enjoy myself.
And Josh goes, but dude, it's just right down there. Some good friends of mine. Lee goes, God, all that sand's down there.
Yeah, I hate goddamn sand in my flip.
We're at the fucking beach.
I was not. But we weren't at the room to get back and rinse our feet off and the flip-flops. We're going to tote all that shit back.
What have you toted?
First of all, saying this. Yeah, you done fucking did it. You done did it now.
What?
All you've toted around is a bad attitude.
I'm sitting here digging sand out of my goddamn phone right now.
As soon as the sun hit his skin and that sand touched his toes, he was pissed. And hey, most people pay for this. He's like, if I wanted to go walk through a fucking dirt parking lot, I'd go back to Georgia, goddamn. I mean, that's just how he was. Why did anybody pay for this shit?
I'm so mad at you about to say you carry a goddamn.
Yeah, that's what I've been toting.
If you don't know, Lee Tucker has like a genius level of convincing you that he's gonna do something, and then you fucking end up doing it. Just earlier today, Lee's fucking mad because I done dragged ass putting up the podcast equipment and all that to where I didn't have time to go to, like, go fucking sit down and eat somewhere. And they're like, we don't have groceries here at that point. And Lee's like, I'm fucking hungry. We're doing something. And he got hangry. Well, the next thing you know is Tyler's got a rental car. We were going to give Lee the keys to the rental car to go somewhere. So Lee looks at Dustin and says, hey, you want to ride with me to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
And Dustin's like, yeah. And then the next line out of fucking Lee's mouth is, oh, Dustin's running me on up to the Taco Bell.
In my defense, I said, Dustin, do you want to ride with me to the Taco Bell?
But it wasn't like that.
I was walking
No. It's not like, I don't even want Taco Bell. I'm not even gonna eat. And Lee just comes in there, you know, he does.
Yeah.
He said, he got a little kid just kind of throws her hands up to the side. He's like, just walking there, slapping his hands on his thing. He just does that little wrist flick. He's like, well, you wanna go up there with me to Taco Bell? And I'm like, I'm right in the middle of my favorite scene of The Big Lebowski. But yeah, that's exactly what I wanna do, Lee. So I pop up all like, I'm going to just go with my buddy. He really does need some Taco Bell. He's been talking about this shit for 3 hours.
We was going to Lulu's at goddamn 7 o'clock. Josh's tummy's been upset. He goes to the store.
I've had the shits all day.
He's going to be right back. It's 7 o'clock. It's goddamn like 8:42. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm hungry. He's like, let me see how my tummy feels. I'm like, it's getting
I told you the whole time I probably wasn't going.
And I thought we were going to go anyway.
You're
going to
convince me otherwise.
I thought we were anyways. In my defense, I asked Dustin, I was like, well, you want to ride with me? I didn't want to go by myself. I was like, just ride out there with me. I come back in here, and I hear Tyler. I heard Josh say, hey, is it okay if we go? He's like, well, the insurance. And I was like, it's fine. Dustin will take me. That's where it came in.
I walked around the corner. I said, all right, where are we going? He said, there's no big deal. Dustin's going to run me up there.
Yeah.
I haven't even asked you yet.
No.
You knew I was going to do it.
Look, I just.
Know. You knew Dustin was going to take
me. Because if he asked me to fucking take him, I would.
At any point in time, like when you were leaving Panama to get here, did Ed Lee ever ask could he drive? Anytime you have ever rode,
I don't ever want to drive. Nobody wants me to drive them around.
I don't know I've ever rode with him driving.
You don't want
I feel more comfortable him not asking to drive, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like he's...
I'd rather him just pay, like, just say, hey, I'll pay you an extra, I'll pay you like a driver and sub
That's
it out to
will
me.
Do,
it's he creates his own economy. He's a self. What he does.
Self-reliant.
He's like, you know what? You need a job, and I don't want to work. So here's what I can do for you.
That's why I have money. I don't want to
fucking
shit.
Liberal. No. Full ass communist over there.
Lee's the only person.
I'll pay you to do shit I don't want to do. That's how you fucking make it.
Lee's the only person, too, that knows that that elevator's not going to work. So he's like, you know which direction I'm going? That way. Everybody else that's in the middle of toting all this stuff, they just going to keep going up and down, up and down. And I'm just going to sit over there and wait.
We had to take.
Man,
by the time we got to the condo, he's on the ninth floor. You stayed last night. We got here. Lee's fucking pouring. It is hot as fuck outside. I'm pouring, too.
My fat ass ain't dealing with it. He's not happy.
Lee sits down in the chair, though, while me and Dustin's just unloading shit. Like, Lee's just like, hey, they don't realize, but if I don't get up, they're still going to do the work. And I ain't going to do shit but just be here. Next thing you know, Lee's fucking shirt. Oh, boy, how mad he get about that shirt almost flying off the balcony that he wasn't fucking carrying. You know what I'm
saying? It was on the goddamn little ranch. The wind. I'm already goddamn tired. Hot as fuck. I done walked 3 miles on the beach according to my Apple Watch.
You didn't go no goddamn 3 miles.
That's my point. That is my fucking point. I didn't even walk 3 miles. My goddamn Apple Watch said my heart worked that goddamn hard to tote my fat ass that far. I was give out. My watch said I walked 3.2 miles. And then we get there, and then every goddamn thing's gonna blow off the wagon. And then I got some goddamn body up my ass trying to walk back. I'm like, motherfucker, can't you see we moving in this motherfucker? We got like all this stuff we just took up there.
Oh shit.
And the goddamn.
This dude keeps throwing that weed word around so much. By the end of it.
I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck he carried.
I swear by the end of it.
I know what weed carried up there.
I was like, by the end of it, if you could just.
I was pulling that wagon to start with. I was pulling my wagon. Because I'm smart. I ain't got to carry shit. I carry a wagon. A wagon does the work. You don't have to.
Dustin, what for?
He keeps calling it pulling, but it was really just him holding the handle and steering and me pushing it.
That's because Dustin was fucking pulling.
What noise was he making the whole time he was pulling that fucking wagon? It was just.
I was miserable. I just walked 3.2 miles on the beach.
He was so mad. He was like, I didn't come down here to exercise.
The bitch was walking. It wasn't exercising.
We walked like a mile to sit there and talk to Brittany and them for 2 minutes or 10 minutes and then walk right back.
That's what you do at the beach.
No, I just got an alcoholic drink and sweat every bit out. That was a wasted fucking $16.
And then we're kind of walking through the nice powdery sands, and Lee literally hit me like a fullback, like, get down under that pack sand where that water is. You can't be up here working like this. He was like, get down here.
Lee Tucker does a whole lot better things in this world than bitch, but I swear that all he does around us is fucking bitch.
And then he said, I said, man, maybe we should slow down for Lee. By the time Lee gets over, he's like kicking shit. he's like, oh yeah, y'all just fucking walk without me. Talking about my best friend. I was like, I think Lee feels left out.
You ever seen the movie A League of Their Own about the girls that play baseball?
Yes.
You know that little fucking kid disowned this one of their sons.
Yeah.
And he runs up and down on the bus smacking on the lollipops and shit. That's you, bitch. Like,
I'm just saying, I didn't take goddamn 3 Adderall and want to run down the fucking beach first thing, motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
It wasn't even first. It was fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was fucking.
Lee's talking to me like, slow down, like I'm leading that horse. I'm actually trying to anchor him a little
That's
bit.
That's what he said.
I said, shoot, I walk pretty fast. I said, I'm doing best I can for you, brother.
His fucking calves are hell. I'd be one going.
I was dying.
Fuck. We're at 42 minutes.
It's countdown late.
It's got to go 18.
We're out.
I don't even know what it is. I don't think you can actually hear most of the show.
Wait. What about the part when we're walking and we start realizing how much they had zoomed in on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
And then you actually talk to them and they say where it is and we're still not even halfway yet.
Yeah,
and by then, Lee catches up and he's like, all right, this ain't that bad. He's like, how far are we? I was like, you're like, are we that far? I point up there. I said, "You see that one with that blue top? We still got to go there."
Oh yeah, we lied to him. That's what.
And then he's like, "No." I was like, "I'm just messing with you." And I said, "You see, when you thought you had to go that far, now when you don't, it's not gonna hurt you."
I haven't been far enough. I didn't care.
Oh fuck! And then the next morning, you wake up with gout.
Yes, but that was the night before I couldn't fucking walk.
Oh, because we played golf.
And right after that, oh, let's go walk on the beach forever.
It wasn't even that fucking long, though. I don't like walking in the heat myself. But it wasn't even that long. We gotta get you in shape. Me and you both.
I'm in a shape, bitch. I'm round.
Yeah, but we wasn't fucking rolling you down the beach, bitch. You had to walk. Tomorrow at Crab Island, you're gonna be fucked.
Should've got my wagon. Let y'all drag my ass down there.
You're so fucking close to a rascal. I'm scared for you.
That day is gone.
No,
I'm gonna get one with mud tires on it.
We are not letting you get a fucking rascal.
I'm gonna get a rascal with mud tires on it. Is what I'm gonna get.
You gonna put a lack sticker on the bumper?
No.
Nate King needs one then. That's still funny.
I love it. Nate King.
Yeah.
Well, I love the lacks guys too.
No, I haven't ever got to meet him. I got to meet him for the one guy, the big guy saying.
They're great dudes.
I don't know if y'all too know this. I know Lee knows the story. I met them through Nate. They were asking me if I like country rap. I do not. It just does not appeal to me whatsoever.
Me either, but I like them all as people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my thing.
But the dude me's talking, and he says to me, what do you think about my music? And I was like, hey, look, I can't knock your hustle, but it's not for me.
When did you decide to be that brutally honest?
I just
that day, you're just like, you just couldn't do it. When people ask you, like, how you doing, man? Do you really sit there and tell them how you're doing, or do you say, good? Because that's really what most people are asking.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you good.
Okay. Well, that guy was wanting you to.
But he said the coolest fucking thing to me, though. Like, he was like, if I could sing, I would sing. He's like, this is how I get my shit out. I respected that. So, like, even though I do not like fucking country rap, I would support those guys. Because it's how he was just as brutally honest. Like, he was cool about it. He's like, I can't fucking sing. I don't like the music, but then it's like, you're okay. What are you smiling at? I'm fucked up. I don't need to keep looking this way all you fucking want to. What?
I'm just giggling at Dustin Ashley. I'm not sure.
I'm just looking at Lee, who's looking at Tyler. Who's
we don't looking know at you. We don't know Tyler's got sunglasses on. We can't see him. Hashtag Johnson.
Cheers.
Come in, Mr. Dark and handsome. Just say cheers real quick. So do it one more time.
Cheers.
And you just got three pieces of pussy. And with the three of us over here, like, fighting over one. It's okay. Maybe I'll tell you, where's my sunglasses? If they start wearing them inside.
You had them last night.
How did they end up in your truck?
I took them off of you so that you couldn't pawn them for the bet you're about to lose. I was like, they fit and take everything that dude's got on him. Let me get these glasses off.
Was he playing darts?
I was about to play pool with some locals.
Oh yeah, he did. He did, from what I understand.
Oh yeah, he's like, I'm using pretty good.
It did not go well.
I'm good at pool, but I've noticed real quick, like, I wasn't good at pool last night. I don't remember. Like, I remember. I think we started out even talking about this like in the first like 8 minutes before. We had to like redo the show because we were way too belligerent. I was anyway. I was the only one way too belligerent. Everybody else was fine. We had fun at Tootsie's. Went to Newbies. Everybody left me because I told them to. I get out of the Uber at Newbies. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm there. I think that's where I was lost at. Like, I don't know. I don't think, like, nobody, none of my friends were there.
Guys and them were there, weren't they?
I don't think guys were even there yet. Were they there?
Brother, I'm going to help you. It's like that, Sunny in Philadelphia episode where everybody's trying to piece together the Halloween party.
Oh, God.
We're going to basically do that
right
now. You are pretty smart because it was a well-thought-out plan.
Oh, shit. Nobody's ever said that.
No, this is...
I'm down with this story.
He may still be playing us to this point right now. He may still be playing us. He wanted to pretend like he got so drunk that everybody would just leave him. Now he's solo. He ain't got to worry about us. he's going to ditch us for another cool party crowd over there at Miss Newbie's. But what he don't remember is that I got to go watch his ass. So when he's trying to...
I didn't know you ever had to.
Yeah.
He called everybody in his phone and told them that we left him at the bar. Because so they called us and said, why
you wanted everybody else in the world to think that us crew left you so you could just go on and do something else. And then you... And then... Every single one got that pity story.
Yeah. Bunch of asshole friends, Lee and Tyler and Dustin and Kate, left Josh's poor self at the bar.
But I begged y'all to leave.
Please come get me.
But that ain't what you told everybody you called. So they're like, fuck all them other friends. They're not even real friends. They just left him at the bar
and then
to die. That's what would have happened.
That's how you made it sound. Because they all called us like, why the fuck y'all leave Josh at the bar? Y'all can't wait on him? Like, he literally kissed us goodbye.
I look.
And then when I show up at Miss Newbie's, I ruined it for him. He was looking at me. He's like, fuck, you ain't supposed to be here.
Jesus,
every time I need you, here you are.
I'm sitting there looking at Newbie's in the parking lot. I just got out of the Uber. Next thing I know is fucking Jufro over there walks up, puts his hand on my shoulder. And I turn around, and I'm like,
I'm caught.
No, I was caught. I was confused. But I was like, I'm so fucking glad you're here.
He didn't. He wanted to know how I could have solved that. You know,
but
figured out your plan.
I didn't know anybody there.
Yes, you did.
Who was there?
What you did was, you got up with the Britneys.
They were already there?
Yes. And you wanted all of us gone so you could just go to Newbie's by yourself.
And play
the whole my friends left me thing.
I've probably done the same shit to them though. That's what's bad. I probably have at some point in time been in Macon and called some whore and be like, hey, will you please come get me? All my real good friends that would never fucking ever leave me that have that like they left me. Everybody knows I'm full of shit when I get a drunk. And then fucking Lee Tucker, when I came in last night, I didn't know I was being recorded.
Oh, that's the funniest story ever.
And I also got when you played it, it made me realize that it was true. Like, I wasn't just making up something. There was some girl at the bar last night that added me, and I almost threw up at their table. They bought me tequila, and it hit wrong.
Can we tell the real story?
Yeah, tell the real story. I wasn't hitting on them. I was just hanging out.
No, it was one of those, like, the line shots or whatever is what you were saying in the... I wasn't there.
No, so you can tell the whole thing because I heard what
so
I
said.
So
apparently what he said... No, I didn't record that part. So anyways, you said apparently this girl had already like took a bite out of the lime and turned it around in her mouth. And then he did the shot and was supposed to like get the lime out of her mouth with his mouth. And he almost threw up in her mouth.
This is accurate.
Oh my God.
He's like... Had that goddamn lime touch my throat. She done chewed it up and I almost threw up in her fucking mouth. This...
Okay, it's coming back to me now. That is why I left Tootsie's. Because I realized I almost threw up in a bitch's face. I've done a lot of things when I've been hammered before.
That was hilarious.
Almost throwing up in somebody's face. There's never been one of them.
Literally in her mouth. But it's the way you described the lime already chewed up that almost made you sick. Because I know you
don't like
texture.
I know your shit's touched it. I know your germs are on that. And I look like the person that does not give a shit about germs.
Yes.
I care about germs.
You don't have hand soap in your bathroom.
Not even the granny's dial. You don't even have dial, son. What you talking about?
Fuck you. Every time I do a show like my friends like this, there's always a fucking line that for the next couple days that when somebody's talking about the show, they'll send me that one right there. You ain't even got hand soap in your bathroom. That's the line that everybody's going to do. We did one last week, me and Lee and my daddy talking about my sister being in the cult.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's all hearsay. Hearsay is not, you can't sue me for slander if I say hearsay. Anyway, this fucking court.
I declare bankruptcy.
Yes, I'm gonna have to. Lee says on the show that they'll smoke meth, but they won't fuck before marriage. Talking about being a rehab center. That
they met in rehab, got married because they found Jesus again, but they can't have sex out of wedlock. But it's okay to smoke meth.
But they didn't have Jesus when they smoking meth.
They might have needed him.
Well, that's why they don't smoke meth no more, Tucker. They found him.
Instead, we join a cult.
Anyway. So, that line off of the last show we did was the one that everybody fucking heard. Same thing when we were fucking picking on Dukesie a while ago. Whatever Dukesie said in Nashville, to where he was trying to get me and you to shut the fuck up and quit picking on him.
He was so mad.
And it was like, all right, then I'm going to play this song. He cuts us off because he knows we're giving him so much shit. That line right there will be the one that everybody fucking remembers from the show. There's also some good ones at the beginning. But, so that's going to be enough for the second episode of While We're On Vacation. We got at least three more to go. We went 53 minutes.
That's good enough. I had a great time.
Yeah, bitch, we've been sitting 6 hours.
Half of it was
about
me being fat and tired on the beach. And the first half, Disney pictures.
Out of this whole hour of the show, 5 minutes is about shit.
Down in Dallas. Red out in Raleigh.
You can't. He's going to get mad if you keep. You don't remember how it started.
It don't rhyme.
It don't rhyme. Thank you. Tyler, hold on, because you'll get this, because you know this motherfucker too. We're on the way to play golf Saturday morning. Yeah. Dick Down in Dallas comes on. We're all having a good time to it, but there's a line in it. And what was it?
I wonder what her daddy would say. Maybe he's the one to blame.
Dustin starts fucking with Lee about it not rhyming.
Nope, not no. I said that's my favorite line is, I wonder what her daddy would say. Maybe he's the one to blame.
And I think it's a great line.
And then Lee goes, yeah, that is a great line, but
it don't rhyme. Say and blame. But the only reason I say that, and I know Josh,
you just made three things rhyme in a row.
What I'm saying is, what Josh is missing, whenever me and Dustin write together, there's literally a formula in Nashville, like an AABB or ABAB rhyme scheme. Okay, what I'm getting at is so many times me and Dustin are writing a song, and he's like, I don't know, I feel like it needs to rhyme right there. And that's why I was like, that don't rhyme, and it sounds fucking great. That was my point, but y'all took it and ran with it like, say and blame don't rhyme. And it don't. If you were in fucking third grade and on the goddamn English test, it said, make a word that rhymes with say, and you put blame.
Everybody needs to. Wait.
That's a whole nother story.
Why every time you do that, drop down?
I drop down.
First of all, say and blame rhyme.
Say and day and hey and may and bay.
I just may. Lay by the bay. What do you say?
I just may.
So how
I'm gonna go roll in the goddamn hay. Salmons did it.
Maybe I'm the one to blame. Yeah. Blame doesn't rhyme.
How does blame not? It said literally
it's a long A.
That's what that means. That's the rhyme definition of rhyme.
No, it
this
doesn't.
Is what I had to fucking listen to. Bat. It was glorious Saturday morning.
Say and blame.
I don't say jack shit to you when you pronounce the word water. Water.
It's
but
water.
You can't tell
what
me
are you doing?
Water. So exactly. So don't tell me that blame and stay and say don't rhyme because they do. Or
saying.
Water your butter, your footer, your daughter. It's all gonna do it.
I get what you're saying. I was just giving you shit about the rhyme because there's so many times we've been writing a song and you're like, I feel like it needs to rhyme right.
Because those two do rhyme.
They don't fucking rhyme. Say and blame do not rhyme. If say, you were taking a test,
splay.
You can make you
if you,
long
if you had to buy a vowel that would work in both of those words, which one's it gonna be?
Because they got the same vowel enunciation doesn't mean, it doesn't mean that they rhyme.
Oh my God, that's literally the
that is not the
definition.
Fucking,
they right. got the same.
It's so funny.
They literally, that's what it means.
It's so fucking.
I am going to fucking call my English teacher.
Okay, like, fuck your English teacher.
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it won't work.
Why would we use the motherfucker that taught you the wrong way as a damn expert witness? No, you said mine.
Well, I meant like, well.
He's going to look this bitch up right now on Facebook.
Why don't you just say, hey, Siri.
Call my fifth grade English teacher, please.
Hey, Siri. Lee Tucker wants to know if blame and say rhyme.
Please answer, Siri. Siri said fuck
on it.
You, she's on it. Anyway, this is wonderful.
Are you really mad right now because you don't think saying blame? Right? Just kind of give me that look. He sent me a subliminal text message. Oh, I get it now. He was like, hey, man, just let you know I won. Wrong.
All right, Tucker. Kate. Tucker, put your social media information out real fast.
My Instagram and Facebook is Lee Tucker Music, and my TikTok is Lee Tucker Music, and my Snapchat is Lee Tucker 2983.
Okay.
Follow for memes and bullshit.
Dustin, tell them the song that came out yesterday and drop your social media links.
It's a song that rhymes. It's called Shot in the Dark.
Shut the fuck up right now, because what?
It rhymes. Just want everybody to know that's the main part of it. It's a really big part of songs to me and most other semi-successful songwriters. But yeah, I'm Dustin Herring. You can find me at Dustin Herring Music. And
feel free to make Shot in the Dark a trending video on TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff. Make sure you tag Dustin in it. And also, what's your social media information?
Man down. We have a man down.
It's all about your music.
No.
He popped up. Oh,
shit.
We can't see if he's smiling or not.
He didn't.
Okay, your glasses are on. I'm not even trying to make a joke now. I just don't know if you're looking at me pissy or if you're smiling. He's a big man.
Oh.
And then I'm
Tyler Terry. Branch Music.
Yes, Tyler Branch Music. Oh, his good shit. And hey, it's the second show. We're gonna have a whole lot more fun the rest of the week. If you're around, Destin, come hang out. We're here the next couple days and follow Tyler Branch, Dustin Heron, and Lee Tucker on all major social media platforms. Love y'all. I will see y'all later.